This goes to Jean Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y-P-A-C, fax 989-644-3724, regarding Juanita, J-U-A-N-I-T-A, Oki, O-K-E, date of birth 2/15/1943. Dear Mrs. Beatty, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Oki with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was August 12th of 2024. She did have a blood clot in her leg within the last year and has been on Eliquis, but she can't afford the Eliquis currently. She states that if she has to stay on Eliquis, she would like to switch to a blood thinner. I mean, she would like to switch to Coumadin. So she will be discussing that with you after she sees you again. So currently she's only taking 5 milligrams of Eliquis once a day due to the cost. And currently she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. And no current edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Norvasc is 5 milligrams daily, and then also she takes that's in the morning, and then the 2.5 milligram is in the afternoon and p.m. Eliquis now 5 milligrams daily, and Pepcid is 20 milligrams twice a day. Yeah, she takes Zetia, Tramadol, Xanaflex, Tylenol, Zyrtec 10 milligrams daily, Areva is 20 milligrams weekly, Gabapentin is 300 milligram three times a day, and Plaquenil 200 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight 165 pounds, and that is stable. Blood pressure is 140 over 75. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 11th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.28. Estimated GFR is 42. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.1. Phosphorus 3.7, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 12.1, normal white count, and platelets 145,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. And 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.